So let's begin the sugya. It's just above where it says Amar Rav Huna. Chada mechada layasya. Teisei chada mitarte. Gemara has completed the questions. The Gemara has completed finding a source for every one of the three kinyanim. The Gemara says maybe we don't need to have one makor for every single kinyan. Maybe chada mitarte, maybe we could learn a kinyan, one kinyan from two kinyanim. Chada mechada liyasya, teisei chada mitarte. The Gemara says, hi teisei, which limud, which two are going to be the ones that are necessary. So leilichter v'achmona v'shtar v'teisei mehanach. Malhan shekena nosen meruba. Leinichter v'achmona b'bi v'teisei mehanach. Malhan shekin kinyana meruba. Leinichter v'achmona v'kesev v'teisei mehanach. Malhan shekin yeshen makorchoi. Gemara says, if I only had kesev and biya, I would say hanos and meruba. The kesev and biya, the kinyanim themselves provide kesev, provides hana, and biya provides hana, but shtar doesn't provide hana. So I would say that kiddushin has to have a kinyan that's. The Gemara says, so if let's say only had shtar and kesef, I would say kinyanim meruba, shtar and kesef, those are well accepted, widely practiced kinyanim. Biya is not a widely practiced kinyan. So Gemara says, what about if I had only kesef and biya? Leinichter rachmona bekesef v'teisim hanach. I only had sabi and star. The Gemara said bi and star sheken yeshen bal korcha. The Gemara says kesef we don't find yeshen bal korcha. Right. So the Gemara identifies that I need to have all three kinyanim, because when I only have two of the three kinyanim, I would identify those two kinyanim either as hanosan meruba, kinyana bar korcha, or kinyana meruba. So, thank you very much. So when you see a Gemara like that, one has to understand, why would I identify any one of these svaras as an exclusive svara? I mean, a svara that would exclude. And what is it about Kinyan Kiddushin that I would say that the Kinyanim that are presented Hanosan Meruba, and therefore that should exclude a Kinyan which is not Hanosan Meruba? Why is that a Svara Bechlal? Why would I identify that Kinyan Meruba? It's a widespread, well-practiced Kinyan. No, so what? Why would that be a compelling identifying feature of the kinyanim? And I would say maybe that excludes the other kinyan. Kinyan of Al-Karcha. There has to be a svara to it. Stam, the Chazal picked an attribute of the two kinyanim. It would be hard to develop, hard to understand. L'chaira, Chazal picked some kind of aspect of the two kinyanim and said that I would be judged saying I can't expand beyond those two kinyan, because those two kinyan have a certain feature. So l'chara, that feature has to be a feature that it would make sense to say that is the active feature of the kinyan. Right? You have like in any kind of solution, you have active components and inactive components. Right? So in almost any kind of experience, you have active and inactive. So l'chayra, the Gemara is saying, when I look at kinyanim, so that a kinyan, the star is on a piece of paper. Yeah, that's a descriptive, that's descriptive apparently, but that's not an active part of the kinyan, such that I would say this kinyan, it would make sense that this would work, but the Torah is not opening the possibility of expanding it beyond. So why would Hanoah Merub L'Chayra? L'Chayra, the Gemara says that I would argue Hanoah Meruba is the identifying feature of the kinyan. So that has to be an important active ingredient. Kinyan Meruba. In other words, we're saying that when you see a Gemara like this, you can't imagine the Gemara is just, as we say in Yiddish, Vorfing Svara. It's just a Svara. Sometimes the Gemara does that. When it comes to a Kal V'Chaymer, the Gemara says the bar for a Pircha on a Kal V'Chaymer is very low. The Gemara says that every so often the Gemara will say, all we need is a Shina, all we need is an identifying feature. But over here the Gemara is saying that if the Torah would present me with two Kinyanim, I would say, no more, that's it. So that means that these, the svaras that are being raised over here have to be very substantial, significant svaras for this svara to be a compelling feature of the kinyan, or identifying feature of the kinyan. That's what this figure is. Good, Adam?
I thought the reason was because the rule of Kavachomer, when you're trying to bring Kavachomer from two sources, the Gemara says you can ask a pure Kavachomer.
Right.
And that's it. And I think Rashi says somewhere that's an Allah Hamash Messina that you can ask even a Kavachomer, and that's a good pure Kavachomer when you're trying to bring Kavachomer from two sources.
So you're saying that since it's a Ma'atzad, right? Rashi says, Kesef ubi anosan meruba. Avo shtar erisin ein bo loy shum ano. Shein kosu ve yelab kudeshesle. Kinyana bur shikone kar kois bavodim. Baal korcha. I would still argue that even if it's a maybe not a compelling svara, but it has to make sense. It still has to have some svara to it. Right? Otherwise, they could say stars and paper and via and kesef, not paper. It has to be something to it.
Well, it's just like the next time they say that chuppah is not poda meiser.
Again, l'chor, it has to be some svar to it. It can be, which thing is correct. It can be a sort of lower bar on the cogency of the svar. But on the same token, you see that Abaya and Rava argue as to whether Rava has identified an acceptable svara to under the kinyan. So it has to make sense. It has to be significant and have some significance. So correct. It doesn't have to be an overpowering, overwhelming svara. Go ahead, Phil.
The Gemara is something which adds an enormous layer of strength.
Right.
And it shows a certain versatility. Like the fact that the Kenyan is so versatile, it can be used in other acquisitions, or the fact that there's a lot of anah, the fact that you can use it against the person's will are three really important attributes to show how incredibly strong this Kenyan is. It can even work for Kedushin.
Why anah? Why anah? I said, in other words, you argue versatility, you'd be arguing that it's a broad Kenyan, there's a lot of things. All right, so it makes sense, which is make it do Kedushin as well. Alright? Okay, so I can see that was certainly satisfied with what Adam was saying. What about Baal Korcha? How's Baal Korcha? I think what you're saying is correct. Baal Korcha does show a very powerful Kenyan because I can impose it upon somebody else. But because it's a powerful Kenyan, therefore we should expand the places in which it applies. And what's the svara to that? Because the Torah says it can force something in one situation. So therefore it should be applied. What about Hanoah Meruba? What would you say? No? Go ahead. To take a step further. So if we're measuring Kinyanim, what's the most important factor by which to measure a Kinyan? Conceptually. All right? And then what you're saying is that's correct. But from a conceptual perspective, what's the most important the most defining aspect. What is the defining aspect of a kinyan?
If it works.
Was that?
Who can do it? Who can do it?
No, that, I wouldn't say that. Again, those are attributes, but those aren't the fundamental concepts. Mayor, the das, right? In other words, the underpinning of a kinyan is that it relates to das. And when you learn the sugya of kinyanim, we can discuss whether it generates das or whether it exhibits das. Those are different possibilities. Is this maisa, the fact that I am giving you a star that says this belongs to you, the fact that I'm giving you a star that now says that you can use it as a proof against me, right? A star of liability. Right? The fact that I'm willing to pay fully for it. So you could say that either generates the das, or it is indicative of the das being there. So that's for another time. But the primary component, the active ingredient of the kinyan is das. Das makne. Came into Gomir Bo. So l'chora, what the Gemara is pointing out over here is that if, take let's say hanah merubah, something gives me a lot of hanah. So for that hanah, I am willing. I am focused on what I'm giving up because of that hanah, or what I'm establishing because of that hanah. Hanah meruba can generate a das of commitment, or kinyana meruba, a widespread kinyan, fills usage of versatility. Right. So the versatility of the kinyan. So if I'm doing something which in many, many contexts means I am committing myself to something, so that will either exhibit or generate das. If I do something now that in many other contexts, that means a commitment. That is the halach of kinyanim. How do we expand kinyanim in any situation? What's a minig medina handshake? Because a handshake in many contexts means I'm committed. I'm putting my nemonis in the line. So l'chora, that's how I would understand this. The sugya. Sugya is saying that if I only had kesef and shtar, I would say again for that. What Phil said before stands on its own. It's a kinyan b'chol atero kula. So it makes sense that there should be a kinyan over here. Why should I dig up a new kinyan aviyah? That's far stands on its own. I could suggest that it's a step deeper, that the das that is going to be expressed because I am marrying my wife with something that in many other contexts means this is a commitment. I give a shtar. So that shows me there's das over here. Hano meruba. The fact that I am providing my wife in the case of the makne with Hando, give her a beautiful ring. So that, and in this case, it even means the other way around as well. When it comes to Bia, the Das Machna is providing. But the provision, the fact that they provide each other with something, that generates significant Das.
What's the woman providing?
Moshe Ma'adar Adoyma, which is Moshe Dugma, not totally unrelated. But Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes, where did Klal Yisrael come up with this idea of making a lechayim, of providing a kiddush for people? So he says the idea is that the event is taking place. The bracha of other people is of great value to us. Gemara says, Al ti brachas hedyad kal veinecha. The bracha of another Jew is a davar chosh. So a bracha that's done with a good feeling, so that's a better bracha. So he suggested this whole mahalach of offering a lechaim, we have a simcha lechaim, a simcha kiddush, is in order to provide people with a hanah merubah. And then when a bracha mitoch hanah is a more heartfelt bracha. So we hear the Gemira's Das, it comes because we're providing each other with Hana. There's a greater sense of there's more Das. So how can I compare that to providing a Shtar? And L'chaira, we would say the same thing when it comes to Bal Korcha. That if I can, if this Kinyan is so significant in Halacha, that my unilateral Das can impose, when it comes to Shtar, right, can impose Gerushin. So if unilaterally in Ishus, Bia, when it comes to Yavoma, so Lechaira, that, so in my mind, this is an act of such great consequence that generates or exhibits Das. That's how I would explain the svaras of you. Good. So now let's start the new sugya. New sugya is Amar Avuna. Chupa koine mikal v'choymer. This is probably the first sugya that goes beyond the limudim. But until now, we have been very hugging the Mishnah. Right? We've been trying to figure out the text of the Mishnah. Niknes shloisha drachim. That is the first three blot. And then after that is Keser Shtar Biya Minola. How do we know? So we try to pull out different shiurim and ideas from the various, some of the details in order to liven up the Gemara. But now the Gemara starts with Rav Huna's first din is what's the din of Chupa? Alright, so let's just Chupa koine mikal v'choymer. That's Rav Huna's din. Where do we meet Rav Huna's din first? Gimel Aleph, right? Because the Gemara says minyan olomoli. So the Gemara says that the fact that it says ha'isha koine, that the ha'isha niknes b'sholosh derachim was meant that the Tannaim wanted to exclude what Rav Huna was going to say. That what it means. In other words, the Gemara says l'minyan olomali. Gemara says l'miute chupa. Ule Rav Huna da Amar chupa koine mikal v'chaymer. L'miute madmite chalipin. So what, how do you read the Gemara there? L'miute chupa. So the Gemara says that the Tanoim, and that was Rav's Rai against Rav Huna. So when Rav Nasi said b'sholish drachim. So what was the Gemara saying? What was going on in Rav Yehuda's mind? No?
There's a valid Hav, meaning the Chupa should work.
Right. Now, so obviously, it has to be a very powerful for the Rav Yehuda Nasi to say, long before Rav Huna, people are fashlofen because of the Gemara, because they're up all night watching the elections. But I also say they're watching elections. A remarkable evening. No, you always remember that you learned the sugya of Chupa Koine right after. probably an evening goes out in history. Probably you'll tell your kids about it. They'll read it in history books, and you'll say, "No, it's not the way it was." Okay, so what we're going to do? Should we give out coffee or something? Is it in the budget? Are you going to wake up and have a Rikud maybe? Is that? Are you going to can't open the windows up here? What's that?
Someone's going
to get engaged again. Okay, let's see if we can put the huge achrayas on me, see if I can keep us going over here. Omer Rav Huna. No, so what's the obviously it's a very powerful svara. So now we're learning what was this powerful svara that Rav Yehuda HaNasi had to exclude. Chupa koine mikal v'chaymer. So What would the Kal, what's the Kal v'Chomer? What's Rav Huna's Svara? Was that? No? Are you?
Kesef and Kesef the Chuppah. Meaning that Kesef is strong enough to be Machel.
Who's
it? No, it's not Machel.
Okay, so, what you, so you're cutting to the chase, right?
Okay.
Good, good. So what are you, who are you quoting? Who's that? Right?
No, I'm Rav Huna.
That's the first line. Reject that.
Chupa koine mikal v'cher. Ma kesef sheinu machel b'truma. That you're quoting that, or you're quoting...
I meant to quote this line.
Oh, okay. So let's, so, but the Gemara rejects that line, yeah. Right? No, we are not awake enough right now to go through... we have to get more exciting. So what is Rav Huna's... What is... When the Gemara says... You don't want the president to start by being Rappel Torah. It's going to cast a pall on his presidency. Okay? So no. What does the Gemara say? No, go ahead, Binyamin.
It ends up saying the Kal v'Chomer is that it's kesef which cannot completely take the woman out of the father's rishus or maaseida is kona, and obviously chuppah which does is an obviously chuppah which does should also work.
And who are you quoting? My kesef the what? Oh, okay. So and that's exactly the way Rashi says pshat. By the way, a very interesting lashon. Lo yitziyem rishus aviyah. Is that limud sustained?
No.
Was that? No, go ahead.
And according to some rishonim, that it's a safek. We're not sure whether or not the tshuva of Rab. Because Rava has two tshuvas for that, we're not sure if we accept the baya or not. So it's a suffix of Rina Hanano.
So you're saying a suffix ledina.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So what Beryl is pointing out is that when we finish the sugya, there'll be a machlekes rishonim whether we paskin this sugya or not. Now, whether we have a suffix, right? When you finish the sugya, do we pass like Rav Huna? So. Most Rishonim seem to say that what? That we paskin? Like Rava. What's the Raya? Then I'm good. I'm going out. This is the Gemara. That seems to be the stum of the Shas. Ule Rav Huna, you have to have Chalipa. And then there's a discussion in the Rishonim. Ule Rav Huna, is that an indication of Maskona, not Maskona? So Rav Rishonim seem to say that we dismiss Rav Huna. We go like Rava. And then they fix it up by saying a Abaye v'Rava is one of, is always Kirava, except for Yalkut Gam, good. Rabbeinu Hananel has a suffix. Why does he have a suffix?
Abaye gets the last word.
Abaye gets the last word, and Rava is not Yashiv Abaye. Right? Rava is Shosik. So Abaye is a good Kasha. And that's it. So that's Rabbeinu Hananel, but Rabbeinu Hananel himself is Mesupik. So I'll tell you, a Gavaldiga. Tshuva from the a four line tshuva from the Avnei Nezer, the Socha Shevi Rebbe. He says even according to Rav Hananel that you have to be on your toes for this. Even from Rav Hananel, it should be a chupa she'ena ru'uya lebiya because Rav Hananel holds a suffik. He says how could you ever have a suffik kiddushin lechanchila? Why? Because can this, if this chosan and kala do chupa as part of their kiddusha? So it'll be a chupa she'ain a ruy leviya. Why? Is it what?
Asarusos. She's a surah fan. No?
Well, that'll be true with any erison. Any. The chupa. Okay.
Because
it's a suffix. Aminezer says, how could Rabbeinu Hananel say it's a suffix? A suffix means it's not. A suffix has to mean it's nothing. Because with this chupa, they couldn't have bia. Right? Try going to Rashi, the chupa will do the kinyan and they do everything. Right? He says that they could never have bia. Because only a suffix. Could be an Isa de Raisa. Now that they did a chumrah, now they go to the hotel together. Can they live together? No, they're only suffik mekudeshes. So the suffik is a deraisa if they have beer together.
Why
is it a suffik? Something I say, good, but mice they can't have beer. Right?
Why is it suffik I say?
Because according to Rabbi Hananel, the sugya ends with a suffik. Right? So suffik halacha lemaisa. If the person calls up his rabbi and says, I had this great idea, I saved my parents a lot of money, and they ring with me. Did they ring? So I did chuppah l'shem kiddushin l'shem nisuin. What's the din? So the rov will say, according to Rabbi Shalom, nothing. According to Rabbi Hananel, he was suffik. He was suffik. What Rabbi Hananel would say, you can't be with this woman because it's a suffik whether she's with Teres or not. So if my chuppah only yields a suffik, it's not a chuppah. A chuppah shouldn't really be a chuppah. A chuppah with a sister, not a chuppah. Chuppah with an eshes ish, not a chuppah. Rambam has a chuppah with an eshes and need is not a chuppah. And Machlok is exactly what he says. Not clear. Rabbi Shimon says not so. Rambam says have to parts of the do over. So the Ben Hananel says, how could anybody say suffek? A suffek, the etzem adover is no. Then
don't the mitzvah and the dasher quote like Rabbi Meir elsewhere who says that a chuppah psula is kashin? A chuppah with someone who's a woman who's pasul to you still works.
No. I'd be very surprised. Alright, check it out. Go ahead.
Then he's Corey's going against every Gemara later on that has a suffik kedushin.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
No, it's a din in chuppah.
No, it's a kedushin shein mesura labia is not a good kedushin.
Okay.
The chuppah is a separate. You're trying to chuppah as a kedushin, but the problem is if it's a
can they have a suffik kedushin, you say?
Yeah, and we've got tons of examples later on that's
okay.
Suffik kedushin. So this isn't good, and those aren't good either. And it's not really a suffik.
When we get there, I have to ask. Okay, we'll get there. Go ahead. I mean, all you're saying is the cash is good cash, and we should ask in other places.
Fine.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't understand why the Amenezer says that it's a Chabashen Ruya, the
Bia.
If the only Isser with the Bia would be if she was a Nida, but she gave a Nikah before, like most like women nowadays. Or if it was just because of Abi Kadesha.
So Roy Vishenim is saving. So Rav Vishenim say what you're saying. Rav Vishenim say chupa shenit that a woman's in nida, it is, and that's what we paskin. The chupa is still a valid chupa. I'm just giving an example, just a mashal of the din. But the Avnei Nezer's question, right? The Sochet Shem Rebbe's question. The Sochet Shem Rebbe's question is that Rabbeinu Hananel. It sounds like Rabbeinu Hananel that at the end of the day, if a person does a chupa. B'toiras, kiddushin and nisuin, then he will be married. B'sofik. He says, he shouldn't be married b'sofik. He should be married b'chalal, because it's a chuppah that cannot yield heter bia. So Sachar Rebbe says, Takir, he accepts this idea, and he says, so it's the way B'chanana will say, so have bia, L'das nisuin. It's a chupah harui l'biya l'das nisuin. In other words, what the Rav should tell him is that according to Ben Hananel, all he can do is have a nisuin, have biya b'teiras nisuin. Why is that? Because the Ran says that whatever chupah can do, biya can do. So if chupah can do nisuin, biya can also do nisuin. So that'll be his safety valve. It'll be a chupa haru'uya le biya shel nisuin. Right? What is that?
Where's the kedushin?
The chupa is the kedushin and the biya is the
he'll do the yochel of all those. No, sorry, a biya le shem kedushin. Yochel of all those le shem kedushin. Right? Right. The bia will be so mimanav shach. If the chuba was nothing, he's a bia l'shem kiddushin. If the chuba was a kiddushin, then he'll have kiddushin nisur and have bia.
Because
If the chuppah is nothing, so then the via is the condition and the nisun, or the yichud is the nisun.
Say it again. If
the chuppah.
No, so it'll be the same kedushin, but it's a be the hamuteras. So the next, he'll come about the nisun the next day.
Okay.
But it's still a chuppah really a biya.
And how do you figure it out what it is now?
You cover all your bases. Don't say you don't say.
Your shoulder, then you're still having something.
Again. Yeah, correct.
And you wouldn't be able to have biya.
That's still a chuppah really biya and a chanami.
That biya shnei
has to be the first biya. Right?
Correct. Okay. Good enough.
The biya shnei has to be the shem nisun. Because otherwise, she's us again, no?
Probably, yeah. Or have do chub over again.
Okay.
But the one beer doesn't do both?
You're not going to be right. That's the question. And that's yod. That's the question. That's yod. Okay. Good. Let's just wake up a little bit. Now, back to the sugya. So what is Rav Huna's svar in the end? Benny told us the svara at the very end of the sugya. All right, good. And how and why does Rav not accept? Why does Rav say that a chup is not koina? Was that? So one reason is a makor. He just says the Mishnah says not so. Good. But what's the svara not? Right. What's the svara? Go ahead.
You can't learn from the top line in the Haman Bey said that.
Right.
Chuppah Gomeris in Hadusha Tikna. But the Chuppah of the Gomeris was the Chuppah following Hadusha.
Mm hmm.
The Tikna, that Chuppah is not. So you can't.
Good. So when I set aside Machanal for a moment, put him aside for a moment, and learn the Sugya as being a Machlaikis Ravan Abaya. Good. And we're all masking this Mahalach. As we all maskim that the machlekes of Rav Huna, just in terms of pshat of the sugya, I thought it was very interesting. Is the phrase of Rav Huna is Rav Huna holds chupa koine mi kalva choymer. Now the emes is on Haman Beis. It sounds like it's not mi kalva choymer. It's matzad. But Abaya's yishuv of Rav Huna is mi kalva choymer. So I'm wondering whether it's pshat in the sugya. That Abaya comes to at the end of the sugya, we're all, this is Rav Huna. We can dismiss the Matzad. Okay? Now, so Hayotzimi calls that, if we set aside Rav Hananel, right? If we set aside and put Rav Hananel as, then we don't, that Abaya and Rava are in fact arguing. If we say that Rava didn't answer Abaya because Rava answered Abaya ready. Now you can figure out what Rav said to Abaya. So what's the machloikis then?
What would he say?
Well, let's figure it out now. And it's Rav, we know what Rav says. Rav says you cannot learn chuppah from, you cannot learn that chuppah is so chomer that it can do kiddushin because chuppah, the chomer of chuppah is only in the context where the chuppah is finishing things off. And again, what do we have? We have Erison and Kiddushin. Kiddushin and Erison. Right? And let's just build up the background of the sugya again. When the Gemara says, is chuppah koina not? What's the Gemara asking? Is chuppah
koina for Kiddushin?
Now, we know that chuppah does nisuin. Right? And what do we mean that chuppah does nisuin? It's gomer. All right? After kesef. But halacha lamaisa, what does it mean? That's what does the chuppah accomplish? Was that Nafarz Adarim? What else? Maisi Adayim. Okay.
Yerushim.
Yeah, Yerushim and Avelos. What am I missing? What is it? Was that? Mitzyasin Maisi Yadayim. Probably the Rabbanim. All right? The Rice is what? Nafarz Adarim. Good. She's a Nara. All right. What else?
Yerusha,
irrespective of what the age, Yerusha and the Tamil goes together. Correct. Okay. One more. Mutter takes off the Easter of Eris, which according to Rebbe Shimon is a Rabbanon, according to Rebbe Shimon is a. What else? It changes the Easter of Eish Asish from an Easter. It's Chelik Lachelik. All right. So it's clearly working at the Eris of the Rabbanon. Good. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, how does the Gemara How does the Gemara characterize Eris and Chuppos and Nisuin? Okay, that would be why she gets a lesser punishment as a Nisua. She was Yoytzim Rishus Aviyah. That's the Rashi at the very bottom of Yoytzim Rishus Aviyah. So Yoytzim Rishus Aviyah, that is an important way of characterizing the Nisuin. It only works for those who are Anara. Right? After she's a Begeres, how's she Yoytzim Rishus Aviyah? After she's a Begeres, anybody's has their own dorm to worry about. But what the Lozimir says is correct, that the Gemara identifies Nisuin as Yoytzim Rishus Aviyah, and that is a way of explaining all of the issues. Right? That's why Midr Rabbanon should get Maisi Yedel. The father will no longer get Maisi Yedel. That's why Midr Rabbanon, if she married a Kohen, she will get to true for herself now. That's why that's how Chazal understood the Merchomer Dikedin of the Nisa, because she's only being violated herself as opposed to violating herself and her father's Rishus. Alright, so that's one Mahalach to say Yoytzim Rishus Aviyah. However, Yoytzim Rishus Aviyah only really works if it's a chup of a woman who is a Nara. So how do you identify a woman 35 years old? That's so sad. She's 23 years old, right? and she has Kiddusha and Nisuin, right? So what happened by Nisuin? You're going to say yes to Mishra Sevilla? No?
It's the same thing as abuse of plant Avia with herself. She was responsible for her own Adarim.
Yeah.
And the husband can be made for them, Al Korcha.
Right.
She had her own Nisuin, etc. And because no one was unable for her, she died.
Right. So is that correct to say that she's Yoitza Merishus Atzma? Is that the best lotion to say? What would we say? Nichnas Rishus Baala. All right. As opposed to what? What does Kiddushin accomplish?
Asur L'Cholaylam.
Was that?
Asur L'Cholaylam.
Asur L'Cholaylam. Yeah.
It's a Kinyan.
So it's when you say Kinyan, you mean that's what it is. What does it accomplish? Asur L'Cholaylam. She's an Eishes Ish. She'd require a get, her relatives are osir, and they would already be posel for edus for each other. The Gemara in heaven says after Kiddushin is the Ikruve Daita. Kiddushin accomplishes the Ikruve Daita, accomplishes that whether Ikruve Daita is an exhaustive explanation or whether it's just a local explanation, I'm not sure. You could say it's talking about edus, Ikruve Daita, and therefore the more compelling definition is the servant that are created, Kiddushin, Hektish, all right? So now the Gemara says, I know that I do Eris and Ikruve Daita, Isurim are created by three Kinyanim. I know that Nisuin, Kinisa, Lemishus Bala, which may be the same thing as saying it's Yemishus Avia, I know that's created by Chupa. All right? So now the Gemara says, no, what does I want to know? What's our Gemara asking? Can chuppah create kinyan? Is another way of saying it? Can chuppah create isurim? Now, I'm just wondering, in terms of the question, how did you understand the question of the Gemara? What does the Huna want to know?
If it works for both.
Can it work for both? Why do you say that?
Because we know it works for one, and we know it works for the other. The question is, can we do it?
Then?
Also, he's trying to learn from Kesef, but Kesef accomplishes both. So if he's trying to learn from Kesef, then he's trying to do the same abilities that Kesef has.
Kesef can only accomplish Kiddushin.
Yeah, so he's trying to do Kiddushin.
Oh, so that's what. How did you name Pshat? Yuda?
Whether Chuppah could do Erisim, Kiddushin. Whether it's part of the.
Okay, how do you name Pshat?
Work on its own.
With?
I'm saying, can Chuppah work on its own?
Without Kiddushin. And accomplish?
Accomplish everything.
Erisim. So where do you say it, Mefurish? Rashi, what does Rashi say it?
No, Rashi is Blier.
No, so that means? So that means everything. So Rashi learned Pshat in the Sugya that Rav Huna's din, Rav Hanan Osafei, is can Kiddush, can Chupa do the whole thing? Can Chupa wrap it up? Right? Can accomplish everything of Kiddushin and everything of Nisuin? You right? Is there an alternate Pshat in the Rishonu? You would have said, go ahead.
I was going to ask, where do you see that Rashi's even saying that it works for a Nisun as well?
Because he says in the top of Heyman Beis, the very top line, the second line, the first line, Shegeimeris LeYorsha. What's the significance of Geimeris, by the way? It's a lesson of the Gemara, Geimeris. No? Right, so Geimeris means a two-step process.
It's proven that you really have Kesef first.
Well, no, it's... hold on. That's what James is correct. Shegeimeris LeYorsha LaFaris and Derbel. Yiknen namikan beloyerison. No? So it sounds like the Rashi's saying, Rav Huna held a one-shot deal. Just do the chuppah. Before we go weiter, what is chuppah? Zaken. Why do you know that?
It's
Riyah Zaken. What the F? Right, so what is chuppah? So in our minds, chuppah is standing under a canopy. Right? So that is the colloquial chuppah. Chof olav, right? But what is when the Gemara says chuppah? What's the Gemara referring to? No. So is it referring to a canopy? Rambam, Perek Yud Aloch Aleph. Arusa Asur Labailamid, the Vesayfim, calls the Manchi Bevesavia. Babol Arusos Beves Cham of Makin, Oise Makas Marnus, Veafilu Mkitcha Bevia, Osiloy Lavoil, Biushnia, Bevesavia, Chiyomi Oisilus Echbesoi, Vinyis Yahed Ima. Right? Achiyomi Oisa, this is the ad. So the ad means until Nisuin. And he's going to say later on, Nikra Kenisa L'chupa. So again, so what is Chupa? Ad Sheyovi Yoysol L'soich Beisoi, V'yisyachein Ima, V'yafrishena Lo, V'yichud Zeh, Hu Anikra Kenisa L'chupa, V'hu Anikra Nisuin B'chol Mokim. Right, so the Rambam tells us what is chuppah b'chol makim. So he says it's a recipe. Sheyavi aysol esech beisai. It's after the wedding. Maybe no, after the wedding. V'yisyachein ima v'yafrishen alo. What's v'yisyachein ima v'yafrishen alo? What does that mean? How's that the same thing of, is that in addition to Yavis HaSach HaBeisai? No, what would you say?
I would say that, isn't he
holding that
the
Yichud is the Knesa?
The actual
Chabot
simply
Bia. He
doesn't say that.
Well, you think it's the family version of the Rambam? If you wanted to say it was Bia, say it was Bia.
And then it says
Baba,
so you and that's when it's actually
a Gemara. Vahabo ala rusosi l'shem nisu, and actually
he doesn't say that you're the
Yishol Dover
after you do this Yichud Chuppah, he just says that's
a Knesa.
And then only after, once you do
the Yichud Zehu and Nikra Knesa L'chuppah. Nikra Nisun Mechol Mokim. Nikra Nisun Mechol Mokim. V'habal erusasi l'shem nisuin achar shekidsha mishiyara ba kono v'nasis nisuin. Now you should hold over. I would have thought it's the alternates. You have a choice. You can either do a kenis l'chupa or an alternate habal erusasi.
Why is it called
kenis
l'chupa? Why is it called
chupa? What's
that?
V'habal erusasi.
There's no word there that's
signifying
that.
Okay.
You
can
say,
are you?
Just a question on the last line of the Rambam. Was it really necessary? Because I would imagine that the Bia is the Yichud, so once you tell me that the Yichud is the Nisuin, why does the Rambam have to tell me that the Bia is could also accomplish that. I mean, it's superfluous, no?
I mean, if you're saying it's correct, yeah, one has to understand what is the point of all these comments in the Rambam, correct? All right? In other words, once he says, "Hu nesuim b'chol makom," so then we already have, what do we add by saying that she's a nesuim of ishul b'chol dover?
Why is it kinesa?
Hold on. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Nun Hei, Harvusa Asur Labai Midir Meseifim, Kol Zman Shei Bebeis Aviyya, Makis Mardus, Ad Shei Yovi Oysol Lesech Beisei, V'yisyached Imol V'yafrishen Olo, V'yichud Zu Hu Nikra Kenisa L'chupa, V'an Nikra Nisun V'chol Mokim, V'al Baal L'Rusosai, same as Rama, correct? Hagar, Ramah, Yeshaimim, Techupa, Eno Yichud. Elokol Shein Via, Hachosan, Le Basil, Le Shem Nisuin. It's coming to the house together. That is Chubiyeshaimim, Shachupi, Shaporsin, Sudar, Al Rosham, Vishas, Abracha. And some say Chupa is canopy. What we do. Vyeshaimim, and some say the Chupas Pesula, Mishayotse Binoma, that when she. Sounds like the Bedekin is going to say in a moment. Sounds like maybe the before the Bedekin, the reception. The Yeshem Shechupa, he should pour sin Suder al Roshim Mishas Abracha, Bedekin. The Yeshemim. That's the canopy. The Aminah Gaposhut Achshav. Likrois chupa mokem shemachnisin shom yiriya prus al gabi klunsois umachnisin tachteoch achosan vakalo berabim. Yeah, person suda probably means the bedekin over here. And here he says, we call it when you have yiriya prus al gabi klunsois umachnisin tachteoch achosan vakalo berabim umekadsha shom. So that's what the Rama seems to say, that the Rama put together to almost all of the Minhoge Chupa. There were other. We'll see from there's a Gemara that says that the Rambam points out that the Gemara says that after the father gives the daughter over to the shluchim of the husband, she's already called a nesua. So you see that there was also a maisa nesuin of handing over the daughter. So there are different ways of doing nesuin. Exactly what chupa is, machlekes rishonim, right? A wide range of machlekes. Whether it's under the canopy. Whether it is what we call yichud, right after the halacha lemaisa, we follow the practice probably most likely that yichud is chupa. Why? Why would I say that the yichud is nisuin? Be more specific.
Do it after.
Well, okay, correct. It's the only one that is done clearly after nisuin. What else?
The Rama says not to do yichud.
No.
He says to do it inclusive also.
We'll come to it then.
When they're both single and married to each other, yichud was lesser. Now that
right?
They're married,
that's probably the hezbe adover, correct? But what else indicates that we hold that the ikur chupa lemaisa is the ikur nisuin, the ikur chupa is yichud? Because eidim yichud, because no one ever asked it to be eidim and watch the chazal and kaal eat together. And no one ever appointed Aiden to watch the husband, the father bring him down. So halacha l'masa, we do all of the ma'isa nisuin. Halacha l'masa, we focus on the yichud room as being the nisuin, right? And that would satisfy the idea of miyachin lo v'yafrishena, and the Aiden watch. Right? So our Gemara is saying, hold on. So our Gemara says he have chupa. Chupa, we know, is the second stage of nisuin. So now we have the whole picture. The whole picture is kiddushin is being a kubei daita and separating yourself from other people, but not being miyachad to you. Right after kiddushin, she becomes a sura al kulei alma. But the rabbanon, she's still a sura to you. But she's a sura al kulei alma. After kiddushin, she's a osir to various relatives. After nisuin is goymeres. We complete the kinyan that began then. And after Nisuin, that's when the Yitziyah Mibes Aviyah happens, as indicated by all the various halachas, or the Kenisa L'Rishus Baila, as indicated by the various halachas. So now Rav Huna says, Hayois, that there is that the Torah is very clear as to how to do Kiddushin as the Beferish of Mishnah. But there is apparently no Mishnah that says, Ketzad Isha Nasis Nisua. There is no, there's a, so the Gemara says there's a din of chupa. The maisa chupa apparently is imprecise. And that's what the Rambam says, it's miyachid yafrishena, because all of these things are ways of being miyachid yafrishena. Every single example over here, when the husband does the bedeket, no, he hasn't, and he will never do a bedeket another woman. And he's the one who's being machaser roisha, so that is being miyachid miyafrishena, right? And the fact that the parents bring the kala to the chosan, miyachid miyafrishena. So the Rambam saying is that as long as you do a maisa being miyachid miyafrishena, that satisfies the requirements of nisuin. The way what Yoni said is correct. That the he's right, Yoni. Yes, it's correct that the. That yichud, one can never have yichud with a woman unless you're married to her. So doing a maisa yichud with a woman, ein lecha miyachadena v'yafishena gedolam izo. Comes Rav Huna and he says, hey yois, that chupa cannot do what kiddushin does. Hey yois, that kesef cannot do what nisuin does. Right? In other words, if the husband would give another ring to the kala after kiddushin, a double ring ceremony, joke. And he would say this ring is now a maisa nisuin, would say, sorry, you gave her two rings. One was kiddushin, it was a gift, but you still know nisuin, right? So yois that kesef cannot do what Nisuin's going to do. Kesef cannot be machnis al rishusai, and chupa can be machnis al rishusai. So l'chayra, chupa is this powerful kinyan, and l'chayra, if it l'chayra, the chupa should be able to accomplish what the Arizan accomplishes, right? According to Rashi, that means that Rav Huna says just we just have chupa, nothing else. Now the Sochet Shemir Rebbe quotes a Tosfos Rosh they have not been able to find. And the Tosfos Rosh says what Yehuda was saying before. That the Gemara is, Rav Huna is only asking whether Chupa can be Bimkoim Kiddushin. And Tosfos Rosh says, and the idea is to have Bia afterward. Chupa is Kiddushin and Bia would be Nisuin. I have yet to find the Tosfos Rosh, I'm sure it exists. I have to look around to see it. Okay? I looked around. Okay, but we'll hope now. So we're going to have a machlokes rishon on Lim Pshat in the Sugya. Let's stick with Rashi right now. Now let's come, hold on. So let's just come down to finish the Pshat of the Sugya. Pshat of the Sugya is that Rava and Abaya argue without taking B'chanan all aside. Alright? Very Rishonim. That Rava and Abaya argue. What's the machlokes? What's the nekudas of machlokes? Rava says the kal v'chomer is a kal v'chomer mufreches. Why? Because the chupa only works on the heels of the kiddushin. You're telling me a chupa is such a gavaldik kinyan? A chupa is only helping because only works because he has shesam v'chudeshes. A chupa is not helping for a basula. A chupa cannot be machnes ishul shus baila. If she doesn't have already some kind of status from the kiddushin, and what does the Baya say? How does the Baya answer Rava's teretz? How does the Baya mashiv? Ma kesef she'ena gomer achar kesef chupa she'gomeres achar kesef in adin she'tikna. How's a baya yishuv terava? No? What are the baya saying?
Chuppah works after kesef, chuppah should work after chuppah, which is depending on what you're going to learn, so that's just the same thing, so I think chuppah should just work.
But doesn't the rabbah have a gewaltig aura?
Because the two chuppahs are combined. But
right, let me be a little bit more clear. How, according to, how is a bai miyashiv rabbah? A baya says... He says he takes Rava's Kal V'Chomer, Rava's Kasha, and then reworks it into a Kal V'Chomer, right? What does Abaya say? Rava, you're telling me that Chupa can only accomplish because she's a Mechudeshes, so I'll make that into my Kal V'Chomer. You see that that Chupa, that kesef, lu yitzur, you'd have kesef acher kesef would be nothing, and hoop after kesef can do something. That was a baya, that was Rava's kasha. So a baya says, I'll take your kasha and make it in my kal v'chomer. Because of that, Tosfos asks earlier on the top of Heim Dal Heim Beis, why don't we just take the kasha and make it in the kal v'chomer? Right? One second. So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, that Abaya comes back to Rav and says, Kesef lu yitzur, I would have him isha mechudeshes, and I'd give her more kesef, doesn't do nisuin. But chupa can come after kesef and make her into nisuin. So you see what chupa can accomplish. So if chupa can, such a strong kinyan, that it can do what Kesef can't do. Kesef can't even take a Mechudeshes. And Chupa can take a Mechudeshes and make it into a, and can finish the Kenyan. So certainly, Chupa should be able to do what Kesef does. So what's Rava going to say? Rava couldn't figure this out. Rava didn't know that he could take his own Kasha and rework it. So what's the Nekudas HaMachloikas? Again, according to Menachem Hananel, we're not sure. It could be that if Rava said, you got me. Gotcha, you're done. Right? And therefore, and then he said, and that's why the Gemara always says, and Rav Huna, maybe you have to have another Pashat in the Mishnah, but according to the Pasha Sasugim, and that's what the Rav Rishonim and the Kodesh Hananel say, that Rava was not Mekabel Abaya's Kasha. Rava figured out Abaya's Kasha, and he said anyways. Right, Abaya was explaining to Rav Huna Mekal V'Chomer. So what's the Nekudas HaMachloikas? What are they arguing about? Where do they differ? Where do they separate in terms of Svara? No? Aryeh?
Whether Nisun is more Chomer than Kedushin?
No. So how? But what are they arguing about? Correct. Look, it has to be. Because the Kal V'Chomer. Since the Kal V'Chomer has to be that Abaya holds, I can prove that Chup is more Chomer, and Rava holds, you cannot prove Chup is more Chomer. Right? So now the Nekuda apparently is whether the svara of Abaya shows chumrosi shel chupa, all right? So now let's spell it out. Go ahead, Lizmeir.
Can you say that's how they argue about Dayo?
No. Don't bring in Dayo because they don't mention that. Tosa mentions Dayo. Don't mention Dayo.
Sounds exactly right? The same thing as Rava's. Tosa sounds exactly easy.
So he doesn't say it. So let's not. Tosa. No one says that is the pshat of this machlekes. So therefore, it becomes a. Inadmissible, right? Because Tosu does raise the cash, but that's not the pshat. That's not no. Go ahead.
Two distinct things versus one piggybacking off the other.
No.
So if they're two distinct things, then if chuppah is able to do its own thing, could make a bias California that does what kesef does. But if they piggyback off each other, chuppah only works like Rava was saying. Chuppah only works because Kesef started the process and Chup is finishing it, so you couldn't make it do in the beginning necessarily. It doesn't show that Chup is more chomer because.
So, according to Bai, why Dafke did it show it's more chomer?
Well, I guess they're two distinct, different. I don't know, Kinyan.
Okay, so again, step by step over here. The Lechoira, the issue over here is, again, there's a very fine, nuanced line of Svar over here. Right? We're getting it. According to Rava says, you have not proven to me that chup is more chomer. So that's what the argument rests on. Is this a kal v'chomer or is it not a kal v'chomer? The question, have we proven that chup is more chomer than kesef? If you're telling me that chup is more chomer than kesef, then I should be able to say, kesef hakal, kesef hakal can do kiddushin, so chup hachamur can for sure do kiddushin. All right, that's it. Rava says you have not proven that chupa is more chomer, because the chupa you're referring to is a chupa that's built on kesef. So chupa that is built on kesef is more chomer, but a standalone chupa is nothing, it's not more chomer, right? However, Abaye says that I have proven that chupa is more chomer. Why? Because would kesef be standing on kesef, it could not do what chupa standing on kesef can do. Chupa standing in kesef can do more than kesef and kesef. Right, so therefore I've shown that chupa is more chomer.
What
they have to be arguing with something. They can't just we disagree. That doesn't work in the modern concept. The Ashkafa works, not by Allah. Go ahead.
Does it piece the kal v'chomer stem originally from kesef?
Who's that?
They're both. Abaye saying that we agree that kesef the original step, but a chupa on top of kesef is stronger than kesef on top of kesef, so it shows it's better.
So the question, why does Rava not accept that? So Adam is saying the question is it combinable or not? In other words, apparently what the machlokes Rava and Abaye is that Abaye says that the fact that chupa on top of kesef can accomplish what kesef and kesef can accomplish, right? So Rava says that's ridiculous. Chupa on top of kesef is taking two things, that one, two items which aid each other, and therefore obviously chupa, which is aided by kesef, can accomplish more than standalone chupa. All right, and that standalone kesef, and that should, and there's no reason to say that chupa that is built on kesef can now do what even chupa not built on kesef can do. But according to Abaye, that's Rava's aura. Abaye apparently held that when chupa is built on kesef, so that becomes a stronger chupa, so to speak. So Mimela, I can learn that a chupa that's built in kesef is more that does show the chumrasa yishal chupa. Rava makes so much more sense, right? That you can't show the chumra of chupa by choosing chupa from a specific context. And the bias is not for cared. I'm going to show you that if a chupa, that since kesef on kesef could not do what chupa on kesef can do, right? So therefore, chupa alone is marchomer. Since kesef on kesef could not do what chupa on kesef can do, chupa on kesef can do much more than kesef on kesef. So it shows that chupa is marchomer. So what Adam is saying is that Abaye says no matter what, chupa will always be standing alone. And Rava says no, a chupa built on kesef is a different kind of a chupa. Abaye says a chupa built on kesef is still a chupa. Kesef and kesef is still kesef, kiddush, kesef, nisun. And Rava says a chupa built on kesef, a chupa is not the same thing. It's a different kind of a chupa. So now we have to go one step further, try to figure out, so why should, how can you make sense Rava, what would be the nekudas ha-machloikas? All right? Between Rava and Abaye. So let's just hold on this for a moment, and we'll try to finish up tomorrow with the Shem. And then, once we get this to Svara, then we want to go a little bit deeper in the Rishonim and understand the machlekes Rishonim as to what is a chupa. Right, before you go, So we want to look at the Rishonim and understand what is the machlokes Rishonim, and be medayek in the lashon of Rambam that we pointed out. All right, I just want to raise the following issue for you to think about, and that is that at this time, right, a few days after Rosh Chodesh Bar Cheshvan, so it's a good time to figure out how we're going to make a kinyan on the Masechta. Right? One of the goals of the Limud this year is to make a kinyan on Kiddushin. So how do you make a v'yachid ma'afresh? How do you make a kinyan on Kiddushin? So that's one thing that's now before Yom Tov, the time to figure this out. But now it's a good time to figure out, map out the program. Well, how much we'll do b'iyun, mit Hashem, I hope we'll do around 20 club b'iyun. That would be the goal, right? But then, how are you going to round out the kiyus? Then we have to put into place, one cannot make a kinyan without chazering. Right? So it might be a good idea either to spend 20 minutes at the beginning of Seder chazering, or even 20 minutes a day, make a huge difference, just even if you try to review a quarter of an omen a day of the Ion. You'll see, and you go over it several times, it'll make a huge, huge difference. I would also suggest, and I'll try to help out with this, is if you learn the Mishnayos of Kiddushin. The different ways of, later on in the year, we can solidify Kinyan by learning various realms of Anishas. But without a plan, very little happens, right? With a plan and a lot of davening, a lot happens. So now it's the time to figure out, this is the goal, one of the goals for the year is making kinyan on the different levels on Kiddushin, to understand, to penetrate the concepts of Kiddushin, Nisuin, and Erisin. Rosh Hashem is doing a good job, and knowing how you can document every single havana that you have, and then the ancillary is always come with limud biyun. But then I'll help you out if you want to. Not everybody's the same. Not every chavrusa is the same. Everybody has their own mahalach. What works one doesn't work for the other. But let's try to work out the plan that will master the Masechta.
Ready?
Yeah.